Off the coast of New Jersey, between July 1st and July 12th, 1916, four people were killed and one was injured from dangerous shark attacks. And we watched a movie that was based on those events. It's called Flaws, and me and Jay are going to do a real good quick take.
Quick takes!
Woo! Mike.
Oh, Jay.
Thanks for having me on this, man. This is great.
Oh, I thought you'd like this, man. Mm-hmm. Just floating around in a pool.
Yeah.
Just taking it easy.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, where did we get the money to do this?
The pool?
We're going on like different locations a lot for the podcast now. This is different.
Oh, well, that's true, but this is a public pool. So it didn't really cost, it was $5 a piece. I fronted yours.
Oh, well, cool, thanks. Man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm happy.
And it's
you
really
came
cool
along.
How you got this big bee movie bee thing that we're floating in. We're each like floating in part of the
now,
bee.
That was some money, and I've taken that out of your guys' cut of all the t-shirts we've sold. So that's
we've
where
sold
that
t-shirts.
Came. Oh, I guess I didn't mention that. Yeah, we sold shirts, and I used the profits to buy this big blow up pool of our podcast logo.
You know, normally I might argue with something about that, but I gotta say this is pretty comfortable. So I'm in the zone. We have a few cocktails here. We're not supposed to let the
lifeguard
see us.
Don't let them
see
this. I got a real sneaky pina colada here myself.
Oh yeah, this is great. I mean, I got like some kind of like rum drink thing going on here.
It looks good. Looks very good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we're here to do a quick take, just you and me hanging out in the off season, just chilling in the pool. And we watched a movie called Flaws, which is a 1916 film by Alex Wang.
Yeah, that real 1916 feeling. Real old school.
Oh wait, did I say 1916 again? I meant 2016.
Oh, I thought it was 2013.
It might have been. I don't know.
You know, one thing I found, it was really difficult to find information about this movie online because it's not even on IMDb.
No. Yeah, I was really hoping it was, but not so much.
But we found it on Amazon. I mean, it's on Amazon Prime.
It is. There's a link right here on the post. If you're here, check it out. It's only 60 minutes, so it's a nice, easy watch, at least the length of time.
It moves, for sure. And you know, Mike, I really appreciated you editing the song in here as I talk about this.
Fuck.
But I thought this is Flaws. It's a parody of Jaws. So I thought for sure, you know, it's a pool. It's smaller than the ocean. Yeah. I thought this was going to be something about Baby Shark.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that song.
Yeah, there it is. They're playing it on the loudspeakers even.
Oh my god, it's so weird that they're playing that, because you'd think at a public pool they wouldn't want to be playing that song.
But here it is.
I guess BMI, wow. BMI's got it under their thing too, or something, however that works. It's very exciting.
Yeah, it is. This is great. But, you know, okay, fine. It's not about a shark, actually.
No, but it is a parody of Jaws.
Yes, all the beats are there. Everything you've come to know and love about Jaws can be found in Flaws.
And if I may say, Jay, Jaws is normally a runtime of 2 hours and 4 minutes, and this thing clocking in at 60, they really pack in everything in half the time. I don't know what Spielberg was even doing.
Well, they don't really have to go anywhere, so
yeah,
like, you know. There's a town and an ocean and a boat, and in Flaws, it's pretty much like the kid's house and his pool.
Yeah, it takes place in a pool in the backyard, and like all the characters are there, and it all takes place in a pool, and the monster isn't actually a giant man-eating shark, is it?
No, it's not.
What is it?
It is a very dangerous model. I have the model number written down, I think. I believe it's a Hyperjet 24601 Turbo pool sweep.
Yes, it is. It's a dangerous man-eating pool sweep.
Yeah.
And it's attacking everybody. Or at least
it is.
Many folk.
I mean, you got the classic scene in the beginning where the kids are swimming And the girl goes in the pool, and, like, the guy's too drunk, and but he wants to go get more beer. Mm-hmm. And then, unfortunately, she's the first one to die by the pool sweep.
Yeah. And I have to say, when she dies, they kind of do some of the same shots, and, like, you see her getting, like, whipped around in the pool. And mm-hmm. while it doesn't look perfect, it kind of looks pretty good. And I couldn't tell if she was, like, throwing herself around or if they were doing something underneath. Because she was kind of whipping around pretty, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It looks all right for what
it looked
was.
All right.
For a 2013 effectively home movie. I mean, the production's maybe a little better than a home movie. But, you know, it's pretty all right.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, we've talked about this kind of thing before. And people that are listening to this are probably still wondering, should I watch this thing? And just to get right down to it, yes, you should.
Ooh.
It is funny.
Yeah.
It is a funny movie. So it is worth watching. But you got to know it's a parody.
Oh,
and
yeah.
you got to know what it's a very, like, no, it's a no-budget parody, essential.
Yeah.
Essentially. But it is funny, and it is pretty enjoyable.
And it's short.
And it's short. Yeah.
Yep.
And what I was going to say, though, we've talked about this kind of thing before. The level of, they just committed to it.
Yes,
like,
yes.
They really put effort into making an hour-long parody of Jaws in a pool.
Yeah, like.
And I appreciated the commitment level that
absolutely.
They had to this thing.
They played it, for the most part, played it pretty straight. Like, there's a handful of jokes that I think are poorly placed, that are, like, they don't fit, they take you out of the parody a little bit. But there's a handful of jokes that land pretty okay. And like,
oh, yeah. There's some real laughs in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I, you know, in the very beginning, you have the kid wanting to shut down the pool because of the danger. And the dad plays, like, the mayor sort of guy or whatever. Who
yeah.
says they can't close the pool because... Their livelihood relies on their summer parties.
Yeah.
And they're having big summer parties come up, so the pool must stay open, and the kid has to then solve it.
Yeah.
What am I going to tell my friends? My party's this Saturday, Dad.
You tell them nothing.
Okay. I'm going to cancel it. I'm going to close the pool.
You don't have the authority to do that, son.
You said it was my job to take care of the pool. So I do have the authority, and I'm going to close it.
Well... I've changed my mind. I'm not going to let you ruin this party.
I have everyone's best interest in mind.
Listen, son. You go around telling people that someone's been killed in our pool, and eventually people will start to believe it. I'm not going to have you jeopardize your party over unfounded rumors.
It's not unfounded. A girl died.
We've got our biggest clients coming in for this 4th of July party coming up. It's my livelihood. Hell, it's your mother's livelihood, your sister's livelihood. It's your livelihood. We depend on summer parties. You take that away with your illusions, and we'll be eating dog food this December. Do I make myself clear?
Yeah, because the kid's playing the sheriff of
yeah,
the role.
Yeah, the kid is the sheriff, and probably... shortly thereafter, you get someone who comes to help him, and the main character's name is Scrody, right? And I believe there is, when this girl is introducing herself, she says she's from the pool sponsor toot. I think she kind of messed up the line. I think because I had to rewind it and I still couldn't understand her. I believe she's from the pool sponsor toot.
Well, that might make sense since her name. Is Splat Pooper.
Do you know where I can find Scrody?
Who are you?
I'm Splat Pooper from the Pool and Spa Institute.
Oh, for Christ's sake, you're the girl we call. I'm Scrody.
That is maybe the greatest name in any movie ever.
Yeah.
Splat Pooper.
Because his name is Matt Hooper. Is Richard Dreyfuss's name.
I'll take Splat Pooper any day of the week.
Splat Pooper was great.
Over Matt Hooper.
Yeah, yeah, it was Scrody, as you said, Splat Pooper. Quint is Squint, which mm-hmm. is really, like, the not as good of any of the other names. So, you know. But, nothing's going to beat Splat Pooper.
Nothing beats Splat Pooper.
Oh, God, Splat Pooper.
She's She might be my... Yeah, no, she's definitely my favorite character.
Oh, she's the best character. She's pretty great in it. But yeah, basically the movie just really hits all of the things in Jaws. Like, I don't know. There's not much to... it would just be ruining a lot of the jokes in it. But the commitment... You're right. The commitment is so good because it all takes place around this small place. The pool isn't even very big. It's what? 30 feet long, maybe?
Yeah, to paint the picture, I mean, it's the kid's house, and then in the backyard, you can see all the neighbors' houses right around them. And there's no backyard. The entire backyard is the pool, practically. And there's just enough room to get around the pool.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a big chunk of real estate we're talking about here.
Yeah, no, it's great. And, like, and the size of the small size of the pool is so perfect because eventually when they get onto the... When it gets to the part of the movie where they're supposed to be on the open ocean hunting for a giant shark, there's two, I don't know, probably 21-year-olds and a 40-year-old man, like, sitting on a raft. Yeah, I hope they are, too. There's a handful of, like, sex jokes that you're like, oh, these kids are borderline, you know, whatever age.
I'm not sure this is supposed to, like, add up. It's a little weird.
But, you know, you power through that. But, yeah, it's just three adults in this raft that they barely fit in.
An inflatable raft.
Yeah.
And, yeah, when they first finally all pile in to go, say, like, toward the end when they're going to, you know, get in the boat to go hunt Jaws, when they're getting in the inflatable raft to go hunt the pool sweep, they all, like, are kind of, like, laying on each other.
Yeah, oh, at some point...
they're drifting around because there's no room in the thing.
At some point, Squint's got to, like... Shoot the shark, right, to get the barrel stuck on it, but it's just two, like, Nerf balls that are gonna float in the water. He dives over the other two and, like, and shoots the toy gun at it. It's pretty great. What was your biggest disappointment or biggest, like, enjoyment of, like, a reference or joke in the movie? Like, what is there a favorite part of Jaws? You were like, how are they going to handle this?
I don't know. But I guess the raft itself, but, I mean, maybe you could have seen that coming. I didn't really think of it in terms of that, to be honest. I just kind of went along for the ride in the raft.
Oh, nice.
But I would say my biggest disappointment would be... Can I give a spoiler? Yes, of course. We're giving spoilers. Would be the death of Splat Pooper.
Yeah. And it's so sad that that happens. I mean, they did it really well. I mean, my favorite part of the original Jaws is when Hooper and Brody do kiss in the movie. And it's my favorite scene. Just Roy Scheider and Richard Dreyfuss just smooching is great.
Yeah, I mean, that was really cool before one of them goes over into the water.
Yep.
I mean, you don't see a lot. That was a really groundbreaking scene at the time.
It really was. For 1969 or whenever fucking Jaws came out, 1975, oops, six years off. It was really something special. And they really did, you know, they really did a great... you know, thing here where they showed that again. Scrody and Splat Pooper do some kisses.
Yeah.
But yes.
And Squint's into it too, by the way.
Well, that's on the creepy side as well. Whether they're of age...
Oh, he's very creepy.
Whether they're of age or not, he is far out of the range to be like, look at those youngins doing some smooches.
Yes, he is. I wonder. I was wondering... who Squint was, because all of these people have to be friends and
they
family
must
that
be
were
friends.
In this film.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, who is playing Squint here? Like, Squinty's a little creepy, and, like, who does this kid know that agreed to play the creepy part?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't think the director is actually that young. Maybe when he made this, but he's made a handful of other stuff. A lot of it's on Amazon.
Is he in the...
No, he's not actually in it. Some of his family's in it. There's some people in the credits that have his same last name. But he's not in it.
Is he on IMDb? Because I found somebody with his name on IMDb.
I don't think I found it. Maybe. He's going under Alexander T. Wang now. And he's got a handful of other movies. A feature length that's on Amazon that came out this last year, I think. And I watched a short 9-minute thing called Squatter's Rights that was actually pretty interesting. There was an interesting twist in it that I thought was pretty well done. That's like a 9-minute short on there. But he's got a handful of stuff, and he's got a YouTube channel, which has a lot of similar stuff. And I believe this is where I've seen him. I hadn't looked at the YouTube channel recently, but I looked it up when I first watched this. And it's a lot of similar stuff, some practice test videos, some women in bikinis, real Paul Brooks vibe going on.
Oh, yeah. I assume that's what Paul's doing now instead of the podcast. He's just working on stuff like that.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm not certainly sure at all, but he recently has a feature length that I'm going to check out one of these nights because I'm curious. I don't know if it's any... I don't think it's a parody of anything, at least not obviously from the description or the title. I'm going to check that out for sure.
Well, what were some... Were there any other big moments, highs or lows for you that stuck out?
I had... All right, I had a real twisty-turny moment for one of my favorite scenes in the movie, in the real regular Jaws, where they sing that song, "Show Me the Way to Go." Like, I like that scene. It's an iconic scene. And so in this movie, Squint starts singing that. And then I'm like, yeah, all right, here we go. Because they're in the raft on the edge of the pool. Like, they can get out of the fucking pool. It's amazing. Like, the commitment is so fucking brilliantly stupid and great. Like, it's great. So he sings that, and then Scrody, the real buzzkill he is like, nah, that's stupid. Don't sing that. And then so he chooses a song. He tries to sing YMCA, and that's where my heart just sank. And I was like, no, what's this? But then Splat Pooper cuts him off, and she starts singing a Bieber song, which didn't really up my hopes.
No.
But then, that all got cut out, and they're like, well, what song are we going to... We got to sing something, apparently. And it cuts, and it cuts back to them. And then they just sing the entire theme song to SpongeBob SquarePants.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, Captain.
I can't hear you.
Aye, Captain.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
His nautical nonsense be something you wish.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
So jump on the deck and flop like a fish.
SpongeBob No Pants.
SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants.
Which at first didn't really lighten my load very much, but then as they did the entire fucking song, really lifted my spirits because it was like the whole fucking thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was, you know.
I thought it was pretty amusing when they start comparing scars. You know.
Oh
they
yeah.
They start doing that whole bit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Squinty says something about how he got poked in the gay ear instead of his other ear when he was getting his ear pierced.
I don't.
That was a little odd, but
interestingly, the subtitles on that just say mumbles right there. Instead of saying gay ear, it just says mumbles.
Oh, so that's probably
someone
on purpose.
Probably went, I'm not gonna type that.
Yeah, and so then, Splat Pooper comes in and says she had a butt lift.
Yep.
And so Squinty says, let's drink to your butt.
Hey, Pooper, feel that bump? Yeah, that one. I was playing Wii. Got hit with a controller playing a tennis match.
Okay, well, see this? Butt lift. Hurt like hell. No scars, though.
All right. Let's drink to your butt.
So, Mike, are you still got some drink there?
Oh, I still got
there?
A little pina here.
Let's drink, you want to drink to Splat Pooper's butt?
The lifeguard may have seen us. I don't know. They're kind of looking over here.
All right. We got to keep these drink.
Yeah.
Keep them down.
Maybe, is there anything else we want to talk about with this? Or we just wrap this up, get some ratings going?
I mean, we could. I mean, again, we don't want to go over all the jokes, but I would say know what you're getting into, but watch it.
Yeah, I'd say the same. I'd say no. It's also short. I think that helps me through it a little bit, knowing that it doesn't pull itself out that much. They don't like drag on many of the jokes or anything. So like,
yeah.
And a lot of it's played really straight, and it's not like super. There's some silly stuff that I kind of thought took me out of it a little bit. But not always. Some of the silly stuff landed pretty well. But I liked a lot of the just straight, like not even Like, they're at some point, they're cutting open the shark when they're supposed to be examining if the shark ate the kid. Or not the shark, the hyperjet.
A different pool sweep.
Yeah, a different pool sweep. It's got the whole thing. All the hunting's in it. Like, just about every note of Jaws is in this. And so when they're cutting it open, they're just wrapped up in white trash bags and caution tape.
Yes.
And
yes. But they're having a long conversation wrapped up.
At no point is it acknowledged. It's just like, this is our biohazard suit or whatever, and we're just going with it. It's pretty great. So yeah, I'd say it's pretty fun, and it's dumb, but it's short. And I think if you like Jaws, you probably would get a kick out of a lot of the references. I think the references are done very lovingly.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Cool. Well, do we do ratings for Quick Takes?
I think we do.
Rating okay. time.
Well, they just played the rating thing over the loudspeaker.
Oh, that's
so
nice. I guess I don't have to edit that in then. Perfect. Well, they did it for us. all right. Well, Jay, then why don't we do our ratings? And obviously, we're going to rate it 1 out of 100 splat poopers.
I was hoping that's what you would say.
Well, Jay, okay. What do you say?
Okay. So, I'm feeling a little bit of a buzz. I'm in the sun here, so feeling in a positive mood.
Mm-hmm.
I had fun with this. Aaron and I both laughed when we were watching it.
Mm-hmm.
So I like this movie a lot. Actually, I'm gonna go. Let's see. I mean, for a no-budget movie, calculating in my mind, I'm going through the equation. I'm just gonna say 81 splat poopers.
Oh hell yeah! Oh
yeah.
Man.
I mean, you know, it's a solid B. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
We're not talking. It's not like something like a cult classic or anything. Or you know,
yeah.
I mean, but it's fun and it's solid, so I feel like that score reflects that.
Absolutely, I'm real close on that same page, man. Like, it's fun, it's dumb. It honestly, some of the jokes I think are better, and obviously they're more current. But like, even watching some of those like not Airplane. Airplane's very classic, but like some of that old like woo parody movies are just packed with jokes. Like, don't land as often as this movie does, I think. Like, I think it's pretty good. It's pretty fun. And like I said, just know what you're getting into, and I think you'll have a blast. And I wanted to give it 75 splat poopers, because that's the year Jaws came out. But I don't want to just give it 75. I want to give it...
What year were you born, Mike?
82. Fuck it, 82 splat poopers. You sold me. You sold me.
82 splat poopers.
All right. Oh shit.
No.
Oh, they're coming for us, Jay. We gotta get the fuck out of here.
That's right. Yeah, they saw the drinks.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
It's not mine. It's not mine.
Yes, it is. Hey, come and get it. Oh shit, he's gonna come get it. Shit.
All right, we gotta go.
All right, let's go. All right, later, Maniacs.
We gotta paddle.
Write and subscribe on iTunes and stuff.
Back here. We're gonna have more stuff coming out soon. We have more off-season content. Keep paddling, Mike. Keep paddling.
Sorry, I am.
All right. We have T-shirts. We have all kinds of stuff. Subscribe, rate us. Yeah, give us some good ratings. We'd really appreciate it. And we'll see you in a couple more weeks with something else that's crazy.
Hell yeah, baby! Suck it, lifeguard. Bye.
Later, Kevin.
Woohoo! Oh, that is Kevin. I didn't recognize him.
Seriously? Quick Takes!